Good evening. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is local, the weather has opinions, and the calendar is starting to feel very festive. Tonight, we're talking community updates, big wins for Bishop athletes, changes in local government, and what's open and gusty. Up on Mammoth Mountain, we've also got parks, playgrounds, and a reminder that even in the Eastern Sierra, progress sometimes comes with a hard hat. Oh, and since today just happens to be National Maple Syrup Day, consider this your official reminder that it's okay to put syrup on things that aren't pancakes. No judgment here. Today's show is brought to you by Faultline 395, a clothing brand built for mountain weather, valley days, and everything in between. Because living on a fault line requires a solid wardrobe. Let's get you caught up. In Mono County, officials have announced a leadership transition within the Office of Emergency Management. The county's first director of emergency management, Chris Mokrasek, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, has stepped down from his position after serving in the role. During his tenure, Mokrasek helped develop the county's emergency preparedness and response framework. County Administrative Officer Sandra Moberly expressed appreciation for his work, noting that his contributions strengthened emergency planning and public safety coordination. To maintain continuity of services, emergency management functions will be supported temporarily by the Mono County Sheriff's Office, while the county conducts a recruitment process in 2026 to fill the director role. Assistant County Administrative Officer Christine Bouchard will continue to lead recovery operations related to the PAC fire in collaboration with local and state partners. Residents with questions about PAC fire recovery are encouraged to contact Bouchard directly. In Inyo County, a new playground and volleyball court at Diaz Lake have officially opened to the public, marking the latest milestone in the Diaz Lake Welcoming and Beautification Project. The improvements were funded through a $1.475 million Caltrans Clean California grant aimed at enhancing visitor experiences at the Diaz Lake campground. In addition to the new amenities, the project includes plans for additional upgrades, such as tree plantings to create shaded gathering areas, parking improvements, enhanced lighting, a dog park, and a bus stop. Parks and Recreation staff anticipate that all remaining upgrades will be completed by the end of 2026. Officials say they hope these improvements will offer a better recreational experience for residents and visitors alike. In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing, all in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, it shouldn't require an aftershock. In Mammoth Lakes, community members are being asked to weigh in on the future of parks and recreation. A survey has been mailed to all local households to gather input for the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Residents and second homeowners who received the survey are encouraged to complete it for a chance to win a $50 Visa gift card or a family membership to the Parks and Recreation Program. Anyone who lives, works, visits, or plays in Mammoth Lakes and did not receive a mailed survey can also participate by completing the survey online. The feedback collected will help guide park and recreation planning for the coming decade and beyond. Additional information on the survey process and the master plan can be found on the town's dedicated online portal. Over in school news, the Bishop Union High School JV Mathletes posted another strong performance at a recent competition on November 19th. The Bishop team finished with 28 points, outpacing Silver Valley, which scored 19, and Boron, which earned 15. Several Bishop students earned top individual placements. Tulika Deb and Banyan Fulkerson were second overall with 6 points, while Liam Livingston and Allie Rainville tied for third with 5 points each. Hazel Hayes placed fourth with 4 points, contributing to the team's success were freshman captains Santi Lopez and Kevin Rivas, along with teammates Cynthia Chavez, Julia Hoang, Nelson Mindiola, Roberto Reyes, Mika Boro, Caitlin Gerardin, William Gratz, Cosmo Schwartz, and Augie Warburton. I am sorry for any of you guys if I got your names wrong. Coach Didi Buchholz remarked on the team's hard work and enthusiasm and looked forward to their next meet in January. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's take a look at what we have in the events section today, shall we? First up, C5 Art Studio will be holding a carving and printing linoleum art class, holiday edition, this evening starting at 5:30 p.m. As a reminder, Operation Santa will take place this evening starting at 5:30 p.m., so be sure to get out there and enjoy the spirit of the season. At the Warming Hut in Mammoth this evening, Eastern Sierra Pride will be holding their monthly meeting starting at 6 p.m. At the Saracoso Community College Bishop location, stop by for a recreation fire and forestry careers info night starting at 6 p.m. this evening. At the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center, check out their Christmas pop-up shop tomorrow and Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and a free beaded Christmas bulb making class will also be available for up to 25 people. Women in Business will be holding a holiday mixer event tomorrow at the Limelight Hotel in Mammoth starting at 5 p.m. Mono Arts Council will be holding a woven ornament making class tomorrow at Outbound Mammoth starting at 5:30 p.m. Back at the Saracoso Community College in Bishop, enjoy another installment of their astronomy lecture series with Nikita Kozagorov of Caltech. The event will start at 6 p.m. tomorrow. At Distant Brewing tomorrow, be sure to check out Big Smooth performing live starting at 7 p.m. At Bar Sierra tomorrow, take part in the Ugly Sweater Showdown starting at 8 p.m. Starting on Friday at 3:30 p.m., Santa will be visiting the village in Mammoth for the Santaville event. Be sure to stop by and enjoy the holiday spirit. That's all for now, but be sure to let us know if you have any upcoming events. We'd love to share them with the community. Don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, and check out the mobile app so you can have all the details right in your pocket. Now it's time for a quick look at this week's sports. As always, this section is sponsored by the one and only Copper Top Barbecue. That's your go-to barbecue stop along 395. Big cheers for the Bishop Broncos varsity football team, who closed out the 2025 season as CIF Central Section Division 5 champions and Southern Regional champions. Although Bishop fell to Calaveras 42-21 in the Division 5A state championship game at Fullerton High School, it capped off a memorable campaign. Coach Palu noted the team traveled more than 5,000 miles and thanked fans, parents, and supporters for following the Broncos throughout the season. The 2025 squad will be remembered as one of just four in school history to win a section title and only the second to make it to the state championship game. Congratulations, Broncos. This is a huge accomplishment. On the pitch, the Bishop Broncos girls soccer team hosted Paraclete at home, competing without a full roster. The Lady Broncos fought hard but ultimately fell 1-6. Bishop's goal came from Leah Taylor with an assist from Bree Broughton. Goalkeeper Jesse Ludwig turned in a gritty performance with several key saves. Meanwhile, the Bishop Broncos boys soccer team notched a 5-3 victory over Fraser on the road. Senior Charlie Treffry set the tone with two first-half goals. In the second half, Armando Santana added two more goals and an assist, earning Player of the Game honors. Angel Medina also found the back of the net, and assists from Carson Hohenstein, Brandon Walter, and Cody Gonzalez helped seal the Bronco win. Whether it's the gridiron or the pitch, Bishop Broncos athletes brought heart and effort this week. We'll keep you updated on all local sports. And thanks to Copper Top Barbecue for sponsoring today's sports report. Get fired up, flavors, and your local favorites at coppertopbarbecue.com. Perfect for post-game fuel, or pre-game fuel, or just fuel.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. the time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's check in on conditions up at Mammoth Mountain for those heading uphill. Right now, the base depth remains at 12 inches with variable conditions across the mountain. There are 65 trails open with 10 lifts currently running, along with two terrain parks available to riders. This morning brings partly cloudy skies and warmer temperatures, but skiers and riders should be aware that winds are gusty today. While 13 lifts are scheduled, mountain officials advise being prepared for potential delays on the upper mountain, particularly early today due to wind conditions. For those just getting started, beginners will have the best experience starting and ending at Main Lodge. And a reminder for everyone out there, early season obstacles are present, so it's important to ski and ride with caution. That's the latest from Mammoth Mountain. Conditions can change quickly, so plan accordingly and check lift status before heading up. And let's check the skies from the Owens Valley up to the High Sierra, whether you're chasing sunshine or just trying to remember where you put your gloves. Today, Bishop is looking like a postcard. Sunny skies, highs near the low 70s. Basically, if you're craving, bring your sunglasses weather before the holidays. Mission accomplished. Overnight lows dip into the 30s, so the warm days come with the classic desert chill after dark. Tomorrow stays the course, sunny and mild, with highs around 72. It's the kind of day that makes you question if it's December or some alternate universe where winter took a day off. Nighttime again hugs the low 40s. Friday rounds out with plenty of sun and low 70s vibes, and winds staying fairly tame. If you've got errands, events, or an excuse to be outside, conditions should be all smiles. Up in Mammoth Lakes, it's cooler, as expected, with highs near the low 50s. Winds may be a bit gusty early, but clouds should give way to some sun. Nighttime temps dip near freezing, so the frost on your windshield will make an encore appearance. Tomorrow's forecast calls for partly sunny skies and highs still in the upper 50s. It's winter, sure, but it's the kind of gentle reminder that not every day has to be a blizzard to be beautiful. Come Friday, expect mostly sunny conditions with gusty winds and temps to stay in the same chill zone. Ideal if you're out for a scenic drive or breaking in some apres cold weather coffee stops. Nighttime lows will hover around freezing, so gloves and good socks still recommended. So whether you're in town for the sunshine in Bishop or the cool mountain air in Mammoth Lakes, it's a nice blend of mild days and crisp nights. A storm is on the horizon, but that's just classic Eastern Sierra weather doing its thing, am I right? And that's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra, from the slopes to the sidelines and everywhere in between. If you found this helpful, entertaining, or at least mildly distracting, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a headline, a weather shift, or a last-minute road update. Thanks again to today's sponsor, Faultline 395, keeping locals comfortable, whether it's sunny, snowy, or doing the classic Eastern Sierra thing where it's somehow both. And before we go, a quick reminder, Christmas is just 8 days away, which means the pressure is on, the weather is unpredictable, and somewhere, someone is still pretending they've almost done their shopping. We'll see you next time. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now. Go do your shopping.